Well, we continue our progress there with Christiana making her journey onwards with Mercy and her four sons. We recall that they have left the City of Destruction for visitors there. We're doing Pilgrim's Progress Part 2. We've had Pilgrim Christians arrived comfortably now in heaven a few months back, and now we're following his wife Christiana on her journey. So we find them having left the keeper's gate, having gone on from there on their journey on the road, when they are attacked by two ruffians, right? So they've made a little bit of progress, and then these two ruffians come and start attacking them. So they cry out. And from the keeper's house comes somebody called Reliever. Reliever, okay, he's come to bring them relief. And he rushes to their aid. Ruffians there think, right, we better go quick. So they go over the wall. And who owns the land the other side of the wall? Who was there? Somebody with a castle? Rather nasty dogs. Remember, it was the devil, wasn't it? So the devil has his place there. That's his territory there. And so these ruffians go back to where they belong. Well, they're so grateful to the person they now learn is called Reliever, who has met with them and saved them from this attack and this assault and these terrible thugs that were there. And they think, oh, we really should have prayed, shouldn't we? We should have asked for a guide to help us. We'd thought that now we're on our way, our thoughts of heaven, everything will be just absolutely fine. But of course, we need to learn, don't we? As Christians, if we're following in that way, it's going to be difficult. The devil is not going to say, ah, they're belonging to Christ. I hadn't better touch them. I hadn't better do anything to interfere with their joy or their peace. Not at all. He'll do everything he can to interfere with our peace and our joy and our assurance. Anything he can do to make us think less of Christ or where we're going, and to think more of where we are and of this present world. So they realized we should have known, because Christian had written the report for them, told them all about it. They'd forgotten. They got so sort of carried away with the fact they're now on this journey that they'd forgotten that there would be troubles ahead. Well, now they've wised up to that. And so they think, oh, perhaps we need a guide now. Perhaps could you provide us with one? And he said, well, you must pray as you travel along. God will hear your prayers and he will help you. And so on they go. They're thinking how generous God is that he has been so kind, so willing to help them, even in the sense that they didn't know to ask for any help or realize there was any danger there. God already knew and already had help laid out for them even before they asked. So they've opened their minds now a little bit more just to how great God is, his kindness and his mercy. We learn that, don't we, as we go along. We're Christians, we learn that. Our understanding of God's mercy gets larger and larger because we get into situations and God delivers us out of that one. And then we come into a new situation and we look for help from him and he provides help. So we see, he helped me in that situation. And our thoughts of him, and what he's able to do, and of his love to us, grows and grows and grows. Well, eventually, come along the way, and they find a house that Christian had already visited, the house of the interpreter. And they stand outside, and they recognize this place, because now they're switched on. What Christian had reported to them, they're switched on to it now. And while they're outside, they hear people talking on the inside about them and about how they've learnt that this wife who had scorned her husband and thought he was an idiot for going on pilgrimage was now herself on pilgrimage with her children and, of course, with Mercy as well. So they hear that and think, well, we'll knock on the door. And this maid opens the door and her name is Innocent. Ah, she asks, who are you then? And they explain. Well, she says, come in, come in. we were just talking about you. And so interpreter comes through and he's overjoyed to see them and meet with them there. And then he begins to show them some of the rooms that Christian had already seen. So they saw some of the things that he saw. The man in the cage saw him there. Somebody who turned back, having started out and turned back, and now made himself absolutely miserable. So they saw that, and that would have been sobering to them, as it would have been to Christian. And they saw some of the other rooms as well. And then I'll just tell you about a couple of these other things that interpreter showed them that he hadn't shown Christian. In his room, right? And it seemed empty. And so the interpreter said to them, what can you see? Can you see anything? What are we meant to see here? I looked around. Ah, there was something here. Some may need to put their hands over their ears at this. A spider. Big spider on the wall. Ooh, that spider there. Well, he had two lessons for them from that, but I'll tell you this particular one here that he told them. That you can have a heart that is basically pure and clean. You're a Christian, but there will still be, here we are, abundant view of spiders here, but anyway, there will still be something horrible and poisonous there, something unclean and something that's harmful. And that spider stood for that. So interpreters said, I know you may be Christians. You're still going to have to deal with what you find in your heart. But like that ugly spider that was there, you've always got those things that are happening within you. And then he showed them a slaughterhouse. So this was rather, And there was a sheep going to be slaughtered. That was so quiet. That was all Jesus, wasn't it? That lamb going to slaughter. Didn't open his mouth, did he? And so the interpreter said, you've got to be like your master. That's how he was. When he was under great pressure and provocation, he didn't open his mouth. You have got to walk in his way. That can be difficult, can't it? Things are difficult and hard going, but that's the response from us as Christians. Be meek, calm, and not shouting back, pushing back angrily. That was the lesson to them there. Well, there are more lessons from the interpreter's house because he showed them actually quite a few new and different things that Christian didn't see. So I'll tell you a bit about those, God willing, in a week's time. Let's sing now our next hymn, which is 120. Great is the gospel of our glorious God, 120.